Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back, everybody. Huh, wow, what a series. If you're just hopping on, we have been talking loads about sales, about business, about collaboration, about really how you're showing up in your business and how to find the mentors that can support you in your growth. And in this episode, we are going to be talking all about the next steps of growing and scaling your business. Now, for a lot of entrepreneurs, this tends to be the dream, but it's also the thing that a lot of people are like, scared shitless of, because it's that part where you realize that, oh, wait, I can't do this all on my own anymore. I can't keep trying to grow a million dollar company just by myself. And it's recognizing that actually you need a team and you need to have people that support you and that believe in your mission. And that can be really, really scary, especially if you've been a solopreneur your entire career, right? So really what we want to dive into in this episode is having the conversation around what it looks like to actually grow and to scale and to really develop the mindset that allows you to do it without fear and to do it in an easeful and peaceful way that feels good.
Yeah, the idea of collaboration again, right? And the thing is, there's just too much stuff. As a business owner, you have an infinite to-do list. You'll never complete everything on your own anyway. So think about adding tasks to it, expanding the not just the number of tasks, but the quality of it as well. When you look at, I love checking out other successful coaches on social media, and I get to see them doing these minute-long videos, but it's got music and it's got all sorts of graphics on it and all sorts of beautiful things. Thinking that they can do that by themselves is ridiculous because they've got all sorts of other things that they're doing. And you've really got to be able to get out of your own way. Until you allow other people to help you, you are the bottleneck. Like, I did a 3-day event with 180 people in March, and it was insane. And to think, no big deal. It's just renting a room, getting a couple other speakers, and then doing it, right? No, there's marketing. There are the sales conversations. There are the banners. There are the booklets. There's a coordination with the hotel. There's a coordination with the speakers. There are the contracts. I can keep on going, right? If you think that I did that, or Abby and I did that all on our own while still also managing and marketing and doing all the sales and delivering for our coaching businesses, then you're out of your mind. But also thank you for the compliment, because there's no way, there's just no way that we could have done, even a fraction of that just ourselves. And when you're looking at creating a business that continues to grow, that's the way it's going to go too. You're going to consistently keep adding to-dos onto that list. And you're simply going to need help, or at one point, you're going to have a nervous breakdown.
Heck yeah. And this is really what you see, where a lot of entrepreneurs, they'll get to a place where they're profiting probably around anywhere between like 50 to 200K a year in their business, right? Depending on obviously your price points. And there becomes a point where you can't break that ceiling. Right. And you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to figure it out and you're literally at capacity, meaning you cannot take on one more client. You cannot do one more call. You just can't. And you're at the place where it's like, great, how do I actually create more profit for myself while running the model that I am, especially if you've optimized your model to its fullest capacity? And at that point, the answer is you have to build a team. Now, where you start on building your team is going to depend on a few different factors. But the biggest thing is getting around the hurdle of it's not actually about you. And this is kind of hard for some entrepreneurs to hear, especially for a lot of coaches, that it's not actually about you. It's not necessarily you that makes all the difference. It's your methodology. It's what you know. It's what you teach. Obviously, included in that is how you go about it. But more importantly, it's the way and what you actually do with your clients. And here's a harsh reality. If you're not replicatable, if your process, if your methodology is not replicatable, then you are never going to be able to own your business. Your business is always going to own you because it can't exist without you. And that is not a sustainable and our scalable business model to have. You want to create a business model where you can take your methodology and train somebody in it so that they can teach and coach for you if you are a coach, and are so that you can teach others how to do the same process so that you can start to move up at a higher level and work with more people, right? And this is kind of, again, it's coming back to that concept of it's not just about me. And let's be very, very honest. As entrepreneurs, especially coaches, we initially start off doing what we do because we love the way it makes us feel. We love feeling significant and like we matter and like we're making a difference and like we're helping people. Heck yeah, significance is a huge driving force for so many of us. It feels great for somebody to look you in the eye and say, you changed my life. And if you really are here for the bigger mission, for the bigger vision, for the bigger purpose of what you've been gifted, then you'll recognize the deeper truth that it's not just about you. It's about what you've learned how to do and teaching other people to do it with you, underneath you, by your side, so that you can actually serve the world in a much greater capacity.
Now, if at any point in this you thought, well, didn't you two tell us in previous episodes that what you do is not special, it's who you are, but now you're saying that it's actually what you do? Okay, first of all, if you pick that up, that means you're actually listening to what we say, and awesome on you, like really well done. But also, remember that the who you are and how you show up can also be taught, okay? That is what we're saying, that there are mindsets that you can teach other people, just like we're teaching you our mindsets. There are ways to speak. There are ways to show up. There are ways to think. All of these things can be taught. They can be learned. They can be modeled. And when you find a badass team around you, they will take how you show up, and they will take the glorious pieces of your personality and they'll mesh it with theirs. And they'll create something that might even be even better than just you, right? That there's a coach that I used to work with who was talking to me about him building his own coaching business. And he was saying that it was the hardest thing in the world for him because he was like the celebrity in his business. But if he realized if he wanted to scale into, you know, multiple seven figures, he would have to replace himself. And he thought, no, I'm too special. I'm too special. I can't be replaced. My personality, my wit, my wisdom, my everything, my energy, it can't be replaced. And then his coach taught him how to do it. And the moment he did that, he found this woman who actually his clients like better than him. And it's not that they don't like him. She's just incredible in different ways. And she's adding this new kind of energy to the company, to the business, you know, revitalizing it in ways that he just wasn't able to because that wasn't who he was. So he gave part of who he was to someone else. She turned it into her own thing. And now the business is taking off in different ways that he could simply not have done by himself. So when we're talking about replicating, what we're really talking about is sharing that fire of yours, you know, sharing that unique energy that you've got with someone else so that they can also have a unique energy. And the two of you working together as a team can make something that neither of you would have been able to imagine on your own.
And really what comes with this too is, I'm sure you're probably thinking in the back of your head right now, but what if they take it and they run their own business or they start their own company or they do it without me? And that is a totally real possibility. And on the other end of that is how you treat your team will make all the difference in the world. Meaning if you're bringing people on board and you're not treating them with the highest intent, you're not building real connection, and it doesn't really feel like a family, then you can expect that that person is probably going to do what is best for them, right? But if you're bringing on team in a way that is beautiful, in a way where it's careful, where it's intentional, where you feel aligned and they feel aligned and you're behind the same mission and you support them as much as they support you, that is how you build an impeccable team that feels more like family. And when somebody feels cared for, when somebody feels seen, feels heard, and continues to see the growth opportunity in the company with you, that is how you build a team that will stick around forever, right? And this is that part where it's getting clear on, wow, you actually get to step into this new level of leadership, this new level of existence where you really get to support somebody else in their dream. And together, you get to completely transform the world through your guests, right? But it's really being able to step down from that place of like, what if they take everything I know and they run their own business or they steal all my ideas? Well, if for whatever reason they did, if for whatever reason that happened, you still have you. You still have your personality, your brand, who you are, and who you be in the world, and your reputation will always precede you, right? So that fear isn't really real, right? Because somebody can go ahead and try, but at the end of the day, similar to what we were talking about previously, collaboration, so powerful, and people will know you through your reputation and your relationships. So the bigger thing is to focus on actually where you're growing and the possibility of hiring this incredible team and this family that feels super rejuvenating and allows you to actually step more into your genius.
It's really important that you attract the right people while you have the right mindset. So just like with anything else, whether it's sales or marketing or just working on yourself or attracting a partner, you must come at this from an abundance mindset that you have this expansive vision, like Sophie was saying, of this future. And you don't need your team, like the specific person, right? Because then, you can come and go, I don't need you. I'll find someone else who can work and who aligns. You want your team to really align with your core values. Why are you doing the work that you're doing? Why are you doing it in the way that you're doing? Do they buy into your mission and your vision? Do they show up the same way that you do? Do they care about people in the same way that you do? Do they think about money? Do they think about life? Do they think about relationships? Do they have a scarcity mentality or an abundance mentality? So when you combine all of these together and you know exactly who you're looking for, then you can find a team who will stick by you, who will appreciate you, who will value you, and who will see the true power of aligning with you so that they won't run away. And yeah, that might take a little bit of work to find those people, but it's totally worth it because then you'll know that the time that you put into them, to training them, to getting them on board, is the right investment. But yeah, again, like Sophie said, sure, it might happen. In fact, it probably will. Someone is probably going to take your stuff. It's probably going to happen. Someone is probably going to mess things up. Someone's probably going to cost you some business. That's okay. It's a learning experience. Just like, hey, you've done it to yourself, right? You've tried something that didn't work out and you lost a client. You tried something that didn't work out and you had a bad month. That's fine. That's just a learning process. And when you know that you'll be able to bounce back, that you know that, okay, having 1 month, 2 months, whatever, bad months, no big deal. That it's all in the service of growth. And that when you get back up, you'll be even stronger. And you'll know how to grow a team that really will help you scale. It'll all be worth it. All be worth it. Because you know, right, with that abundance mentality, that the more people who have that right vision and mission, who have those right values with you on your team, the more money there will be for everyone. And the happier your clients will be. And it'll be a great big win for absolutely everyone that will carry you forward for years to come. So what's a month or two, right? What's one person running away and stealing your stuff? It's nothing. It's nothing at all. So come from that perspective of knowing that you're even bigger than those minor little obstacles, that you're bigger than your problems, and there is an abundance of amazing people who want to help you and clients out there who want to pay you. And you'll be able to handle any of these fears with ease.
Heck yeah. And the other thing too that shows up for I'm going to address this piece first, is this understanding, guys, that not every entrepreneur wants to grow and scale, right? Some people just are comfortable running their business, having 10 clients, doing their thing and making the 100K or whatever it is a year. And if that's you, that's totally fine. You don't have to grow and scale. But if you do want to, one of the things that you may experience is this money mindset that shows up in a completely different capacity. This mentality of, crap, what's going to happen when I hire the team? And what's really interesting about this is you can think of it kind of like a balloon, right? When you go through a period where you've been the only person and you've been growing and you've been growing, it's like you've been inflating this balloon and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's your income right now, right? Your income is huge because you're the only person that's being paid, but you also have no time because you're literally doing everything in your business. So when you hire the team member, what's going to happen is your income, as far as like your profit for you, is actually going to shrink a little bit because you have to pay for that other person to come in. And so at first it's going to shrink because you have to pay them, you have to train them, you have to teach them. And then knowing that once they get everything on board, then you're going to start to grow again, right? And that's the process. It's like this balloon that inflates, 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 and then it deflates just a little bit, and then it inflates, inflates, inflates again, right? And it gets even bigger the next time. So just recognizing that you're going to experience these dips and these dives, that's totally normal. And it's a necessary part in order for you to actually expand the growth and the capacity of your company and of your business so that you can actually start making more money in the longer run. But at first, you do have to kind of work through that scary little process where it's like, oh, we're paying somebody else, right? And also understanding that fear of like, oh, crap, what if I hire somebody and I can't support them, right? So again, this is one of those components where it's getting clear on who exactly are you bringing on board? What specifically is it that they're doing inside of your company? And how is that going to support you in actually growing and creating more revenue and more impact in your company because of the position that they're taking on, right? So you have to get really clear and specific on exactly what you're doing when you're growing and scaling and making sure that you're bringing on the right people at the right time for the right positions. You don't want to just hire a VA and think that that's going to solve all your problems. You want to make sure that you're bringing on the person that's going to allow you to step into more of your zone of genius so that you can create more profit and more impact that way.
So there is an easy solution to a lot of the problems that we've been talking about today and an easy answer to a lot of them. And it's an answer that Sophie and I have been giving to so many things. Why? Because we believe in it. And let me just throw this out there before I get into it. I don't know about you, Sophie, but I know that I actually calculated it. I spend more than the average American salary on coaching every year. That's how much I believe in it. I spend more than someone earns in a year on coaching because it is the absolute best move you can make. Hands down, bar none, that's it. And so if you are thinking about, hey, I'm stuck in my business and I think I might need a team, but I don't know how to do it. Or you're thinking, hey, I'm stuck in my business and I don't know if I need a team. I have no idea what to do. What do I do about it? Get yourself a coach. That's it. There's your solution. Find yourself a badass mentor. If you don't know how to do that, we have a whole episode on how to do that. Go check that out. You'll get your answers there. Go get yourself a coach. Why reinvent the wheel? A lot of these fears that Sophie and I have been talking about today in this episode have been worked out by other people. And instead of you having to go through this arduous, maybe even painful process of figuring it out for yourself, you can just pay someone and they'll tell you what to do. And they'll save you years. They'll save you grief. They'll save you those sleepless nights of being stressed out. It is so worth the investment. I cannot stress it enough. And there are plenty of coaches. You know, never think for a second that there is no coach out there who will teach you what to do. You might have to look outside of your area, outside of your state, but a lot of these coaches will happily do sessions from different countries. So there is someone out there who has your answers. They will happily take your money to share their strategies and to help you grow your team in an amazing and warm and fuzzy way that feels beautiful the whole way through. And so do yourself the biggest favor of all and go find them.
Heck yes. So On that note, guys, again, if you enjoyed this episode or if you know someone that needs to hear it, feel free to share, to give us 5 stars, and to also leave a comment with any questions and any thoughts that you have so far. We love, love, love hearing from you guys. And on that note, I think Dan's got an awesome task.
Guys, this task is going to help you even if you're not really ready for a team. Because, hey, you might not be in that place, and that's totally cool. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't start preparing. And it's a very fun sort of mindset. Because normally when we get into business, we think of, what can I do today? We wake up in the morning, what can I do today to expand my business, to grow my business? Start asking yourself a different question. What can I get someone else to do that'll help me grow my business, expand my business today? What of today's tasks do I really need to do? Or can I offload it to someone? And remember, if you're not ready to offload it, that's fine. Just identify it. Have a running list of things so that when it's time to hit that go button, you know. And start thinking about systems as well. What are you doing that could be written down as a system? A step-by-step process that you can hand off to someone where when they read that step-by-step process, they can do what you're doing as well, if not better, than you. One, this will help you figure out your own systems and where there are weak points that you can strengthen so that you can get even better at doing what you're doing. And two, then, hey, you know, when you have these systems, when you have all this stuff written down, you're ready so that when you do hit go, when you do like, you know what, I've got the space, I can get an intern maybe, I can get some easy help, you can just hand it over and you are ready to rock and you're onboarding process gets really easy. And hey, maybe even through this process, you'll realize that you are actually ready to get one person on your team. Maybe not full time, maybe a virtual assistant for a couple hours a week, but maybe that'll free you up in order to do even more of what you really need to do. Spend even more time in your zone of genius and allow you to grow your business. But until you start thinking about it, it'll never happen. So that'll be your task for this episode.
Woo! So much fun. All right, guys, it's been a joy as always, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye, guys.